Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Back in studio once again today, and does feel good, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah, day two.
Yeah, just listening back to some of the content from yesterday, I'm like, it even sounds better, you know, just...
You mean like the actual acoustics,
not the content. The content is still hot garbage.
Yeah, if we were judged by the content of the character or whatever.
The show, you know, that's solitary confinement for the rest of our days.
Yeah.
Some good news and some bad news to get things going today.
A crisp.
Yes.
Beautifully recorded fart on a snare drum.
That's right. What would you like first, good news or bad news?
Why don't we start today's show off, Dave, with some bad news?
So, a weekly silent disco. You guys have seen those, right? Where everyone's standing around and they have their little headphones on and they're just... Held in a park has been banned from happening again after the officials determined it was too noisy, even though it was a silent disco.
Oh, boy.
Revelers were set to descend upon the city's Owen Square Park again on Saturday night to dance to music pumped into their headphones, but police have now issued a dispersal order after residents complained that the events, which have been running without any kind of licensing, were so loud that they kept awake others throughout the night. Extra noise was made by generators, vehicles, and people shouting, neighbors said. They added they had found glass and excrement following each party,
which are understood.
Who goes to a silent disco and is like, I'm going to take a poop right here, middle of the street. I'm going for it.
Gross.
They also are not following any sort of social distancing rules, so the dispersal order will be given to given to the police to break up big gatherings in the park between 6 p.m. on Saturday and 6 p.m. on Sunday.
There is no
silent disco.
Nothing less cool
than going to a silent disco?
Than going to a silent disco, maybe being the DJ at the silent disco, maybe the least cool.
You're getting the side eye from Audrey. Have you been to a silent
disco? I've been to one.
You dork.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Really?
It's just different.
And let me throw this out, too.
Yeah.
So if we want to take it up a notch, so anybody...
You look at me in my eyes when you say this, sir.
Well, I know this one doesn't specifically apply to you because you're not a cruiser yet.
Then look me in the eyes.
But every, crappy cruise you go on, every cruise I've ever been on, there's always a silent disco night.
Oh, there is? Really?
At least on Disney cruises. There's always
that's hilarious.
And I'm just like, who are the people who are going down at 11 o'clock at night on a Disney cruise to a silent disco?
It's like a bunch of 53-year-old women named Margaret.
Baby, put the nice pants on. We're going to the silent disco.
Molly onto the
nice
boat.
No, that's many.
Is that what it is?
It's a smaller dose.
Smaller dose, yeah. Microdosing.
Yes.
So some good news today as well. Scott Thompson, who is a Wisconsin farmer, he's been farming in Kenosha County for about 70 years. And obviously this year, been a pretty rough year. So he decided he was going to do something about it by decorating his landscape. Usually the pick-your-own farm consists of strawberries in the summer and raspberries and pumpkins in the fall.
Ooh, nice.
It's about 10 miles from Kenosha in Bristol. And this guy decided he wanted to do something to just help people out this year to feel better. And so he ended up with 22 acres of sunflowers, seven of them which haven't even bloomed yet, making it over 2 million blooms of sunflowers. And as you would expect, sunflowers generally make people very happy.
Yes.
And so this guy was just, you know, decided that instead of focusing on trying to farm his usual crop, he was going to do something about it to try to just make people happy, which is really nice. So he said the flowers are planted in more than 15 fields to provide room to social distance and spread out. He said the response definitely means the sunflowers will be a regular thing at the farm even without a pandemic. I'm just glad we get to have a business that people are happy to come to and get away from the city.
I mean, cool. Yeah. I mean, I like anybody who's doing something nice. But
you sound like
he's just trying. He's just trying to meet a new, younger influencer wife.
Oh yeah, if you plant it, they will come.
the field of sunflowers is just one step removed from the wings painted on the wall, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not the field of dreams. It's the filter of dreams.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So it's another one of these big Apple events. It is set for next week. And
what's going on in New York?
No. It's not the Big Apple. It's a Big Apple event set for next week. Oh. It is a virtual event on September the 15th. Man, you got some good puns today.
I was asking a real question. I was like, what's going on in New York?
Yeah, so it's going to debut the new Apple Watch and the new iPad. Is anyone asking for a new Apple Watch and a new iPad?
I feel like we've got the iPad technology down from Gen 1 on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once they introduced the iPad mini, I was like, cool. Now I don't have to lug the whole thing around in my pocket or, you know, on the way to the bathroom. I could just stay there, live there.
It's going to save the announcement for the new iPhone 12 featuring the 5G wireless for October. So that's not coming this month. It'll be next month, they say. But 10 a.m. Pacific time, September 15th, they say that they're going to be doing one of their big virtual events. And yeah, people still get excited about it, but this isn't like back in 2009 Apple when Steve Jobs would roll out and actually kind of blow your mind with something.
I feel like people were fainting. They were like, you know, like it was like a Michael Jackson concert in the 80s, you know.
Or like an old school Beatles show that you saw like black and white footage of with all the girls actually dropping to the ground because they were so excited. In this case, it's though. Like,
have you actually looked at their faces?
They're horrible looking. Their haircuts are just unforgivable.
I mean, George Harrison was a handsome guy.
I was talking about Steve Jobs.
Oh.
Yeah. No, so the the event's going to be happening on September 15th next week.
Not really. I'm excited for the new phone because my phone is so busted right now and has been for months.
Are you finally going to put a case?
I will not put a case on a new one.
What is wrong with you? Your phone has been split in two. You had to stop your Instagram influencer career that I'm sure had hundreds of millions of dollars just waiting
potential.
In the wings. Yeah,
potential.
All sorts of upside.
Like the next Rogan Spotify deal, yeah.
The disco drinking, where did it go?
I can't, my microphone
He literally can't record a selfie video because his microphone sounds so bad, and so he's had to stop his super disco drinking. And that was also kind of a phase, if we're being real.
Well, it was nice outside. Once the weather gets nicer again, then I'm going to go back outside and start drinking more. I was drinking every day.
Yeah,
I haven't like.
It's a 2 month hiatus.
It's been
hibernation.
It's been a minute. You know, I mean, like I've stopped drinking alone. So that's
good.
That's kind of out of the repertoire.
Step one.
As of late, but like when it gets nice again outside, I'm going to be outside smoke cigars every day. Though I did think I had COVID about a week ago.
You did.
Well, here's what I thought I did. So, but then then my wife just pointed out because like, oh man, my throat is killing me, and it's like, you know, this is weird.
She's like, it's not the nine cigars you've had this week.
I smoked three cigars the night before.
Ah.
And you woke up the next morning.
Oh god, I have COVID. Like, sure you do.
That is amazing.
So there's been a lot of talk this week about how that stupid gender reveal party led to a lot of the fires in California.
Please tell me they're finding this family.
They are going to find that family, as they say right now, at least. But the inventor of the gender reveal party has urged people to, quote, stop having these stupid parties as more than...
Like, what a thing.
I guess the first person to ever do one, she's a blogger. Her name is Jenna Carvundius or something.
Okay.
Took to social media on Monday to call on people to stop the celebrations after it emerged that a smoke-generating pyrotechnic device used to announce that an expectant mom is having a boy or girl caused the massive El Dorado wildfire, which is ravaging that part of the state.
Yeah, I'm cool, you know, and I agree with this person. But let's just be honest. There's zero chance she was the person who invented the gender reveal party.
No,
so unless she's like 100 years old.
No. Yeah, people have been like excited about the gender of their births before you, Jenna.
She's saying that she was the first one to unveil her baby's gender with a cake back in 2008.
I prove it. Like, I mean, I created, I was the first person to ever show my taint on the internet back in 2001. Prove me different. Prove me wrong.
I mean, that's fairly easy. I think you just Google.
Try to find a taint.
Bare taint.
That was bared on the internet live prior to 2001.
Oh, live.
Live.
You're saying live.
Yeah, I had a webcam.
No one was watching. I was just.
So you're also the Avengers
on
only
Yahoo.
Fans.
Yeah. or CompuServe or something.
Oh God.
Prove it. And finally, sorry, I don't know why that was the first thing.
Dude, I'm sitting by you now.
Come on, man. Now we're just thinking about your bald taint.
Bald? I'm just scary.
So a search is underway for a woman and possibly others who may have been exposed to a rabid bat at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with everything going on with COVID and, you know, where it came from. And, you know, there's been a lot of speculation and who knows what's really true on that side. But
can we just get rid of bats?
A bat was seen flying around the woman who authorities have not yet identified. You're going to piss off the bat people, man. You got to be careful.
Are there bat people out there?
Of course there's bat people out there.
There's Batman.
There's Batman.
Well,
there's Batwoman.
Well, it's 2020, so it's now
they will
bat
find
people.
You.
I'm sorry for biting that woman at San Diego Zoo.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Any of you guys got plans for the apocalypse? Like, my wife and I don't, but she buys like we do. And she decided to invest in 5 sleeping bags the other day because, in her words, they were on sale. And the thing is, we're a family of 4.
Message deleted.
Case one lost.
Perhaps she has a secret lover that she wants to bring along for the apocalypse as well. If there's one thing we've learned from everything that's happened, Mahoney, over the course of the last year, it's that people are really bad at planning for the apocalypse. Do you remember when everyone was buying all of the toilet paper not that long ago? How good did that do?
How much toilet paper do you still have? Like, if you went buck ass, like one of those things from Costco lasts me, and I'm a person who is pretty regular.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And so is the wife.
Yeah. And, you know, we eat a lot of fiber in our household.
That's good.
And those things last like 8 months.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing with like 5 of those? Like, where do you even store them? But to specifically answer this gentleman's question, what are my plans for the apocalypse? To die early. Because I'm not dealing with any of that crap.
Good call.
Wet wipes, gone. Blistex. And other lip balms gone. Not in a world I want your house
to just like confiscate everything.
I'm not even gonna stock up on it because I'm just gonna be like, I'm dead. I'm just zombies eat me.
Man, think about your neighbors.
Be delicious.
Stock up for your neighbors then.
Yeah, man, give us your house during the apocalypse. Come on, dude.
No,
because you have to find a place.
But what are we gonna?
What do you want? You don't want to be in a track house in the suburbs.
What?
Is where you're gonna hold up.
Go to a jail,
a school. A dairy farm, not a track house.
No, I'm not going to school because I don't want to have to share with other people. You know what I mean?
And also, what are we going to do with Mahoney, who has died of sadness and is laying in the corner?
Eat Totino's party pizzas off of him. That's what we'll do.
Don't you have like a big deep freezer?
I'm getting ready to buy a new freezer, though.
For no reason at all, would you mind just seeing if you can fit in it before you make the purchase, please?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you have, like, a phone voice? Like, when you pick up, you just put on a different tone? My girlfriend works in customer service, so she does it all the time and doesn't even notice it.
Message deleted.
Are you talking about the cheery phone voice that some people do when they call you? They're like, hi, would you like to buy a home warranty?
Oh, no, I do the adult voice.
Oh, it's your adult voice.
Well, it's just, you know, it's, hi, this is Jason Mahoney, and I'm calling today about XYZ or to cancel my subscription.
I no longer need the reservation at 7 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yeah, I was trying because I always feel like if I'm in this range, if I'm in the upper range,
they don't take you seriously.
Yeah, I feel like they're like, oh, this guy's got a little high voice, like a little bitch.
I hate whenever I listen back.
Tell him no, no matter what.
Like whenever you have that high voice, whenever you hear that, that drives me insane, especially on women because it sounds a little bit more ditzy. It sounds a little bit more energetic.
Oh, it sounds worse for guys, I think. I do it sometimes. Hi!
Hello! Yeah.
See, it's the worst.
It's Dave! Good morning!
Please leave a message after the tone.
Like it!
Mahoney!
What up?
Hey! What are your naps like?
Message deleted.
What are my naps like? Like 4 hours, man.
Today, necessary, because you got 30 minutes of sleep last night, not because you have any issues or ailments or anything that even kept you up, other than the fact that you were binge watching Cobra Kai on a
new season just came out like 2 days ago.
No, like a week and a half.
On the 6th. It's like a couple days ago.
You could have watched it over the holiday weekend. You had plenty of time.
Monday, we had off.
I was doing stuff.
You had a whole extra day off.
I have got a busy day. I've got a friend who's on vacation this week.
Oh.
And so we are playing Call of Duty. So I don't have time for a nap today.
You're really not going to nap today?
I told him I was going to play Call of Duty with him when I got home from the show. So that's what I got to do. I'm a man of my word. I hold up to my engagements.
Okay, but that's plenty of time. We get off around 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no. We're playing probably till like 6 o'clock at night, probably. Then I got to get
ready.
That's
a lot of hours.
And then I got to watch those, you know, I'm probably going to have to start Cobra Kai over again from the very beginning, from season 1.
Because you're so delirious that you forgot it all?
No, because my wife was kind of watching it, and I could see she was kind of interested.
Oh, so now you're trying to hook her.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't mind watching it again. But she still hasn't seen the original movie.
She hasn't seen Karate Kid?
No. What? She kind of refuses to watch it, which I almost think is kind of like grounds for divorce. But, you know, we don't need to talk about that on the radio.
No, when my wife watched Dumb and Dumber with me and she goes, I didn't really like it. I'm like,
what?
I don't. You know, Pat Morita is buried here.
This is going to work.
Too.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's like, he died here. We should honor him by watching Karate Kid 1 and 2, skipping 3.
Which one was Pat?
Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi. Don't act like you know who Mr. Miyagi was. Who was Mr. Miyagi?
He was the one who told the dude to catch the little fly thing.
All right.
Okay. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Wait, who was the dude that he told to catch the fly?
The little kid.
What was his name?
He grew up to be the mean guy in Cobra Kai.
What's his name?
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So this is interesting. A hair salon was told that they had to remove their job listing because it was looking for a, quote, happy stylist. And they said that it's discriminatory against unhappy people.
Oh, get out of here.
Shut up. You losers. God. They say that recruiting a happy stylist is discriminatory because some people are just unhappy.
There is no unhappy person who is like, that is discrimination. We've just accepted the fact that we are unhappy.
They just use the term happy and just want a personable person. Like somebody who's enjoyable to be around, somebody who feels comfortable with communicating with whoever's sitting in their chair.
Well, but I also feel like if the job does require you to be happy, that should be there. Like I'm not going to apply for that because if you are looking for a happy person, that is not me.
It's like, for example, every time you get on like a Southwest Airlines flight, I feel like they screen all those people for being just like generally happy people
all the time.
Whereas
so happy.
All of the mean ass people work for Allegiant. I don't know why. That's just how it is.
Get in your chair.
But I really feel like they do psychological profiling to work at Southwest because everyone that works there seems happy to be working there.
Like that seems like either that or it's like one of those ones where it's like, if you're not happy, you're going to get, you know, punched in the face or something, or we're going to dock your pay.
That's the other thing, though. As a customer, I'm fine if you're not actually happy. Just pretend to be happy.
Yeah, pretending is good.
Yeah.
For the moment.
Fake it. We all do that every day, all day.
Oh. Just depends on the field that you are.
Trust me, after many years of experience and research, I am fine if you fake it. It's fine. It's fine with me.
Are you like the old that wrestling guy in the old high school gymnasium? Damn it, it's real to me. And then you cry.
So bad news for you, Mahoney. Getting too much sleep is just as bad for you as not sleeping enough. Researchers from the American College of Cardiology investigated sleep patterns of almost 1,800 people from Greece using questionnaire. Cardiologists were able to analyze how much sleep affects health, and they studied people in the range of 40 to 98 years old, and the report reveals a pattern between the amount of sleep people get and the collection of fats and plaques in their arteries, and the thicker these structures are indicated the levels of plaque buildup. And the
is it thick with two C's? Is that the type of plaque buildup we're talking about? That kind of thick?
Yeah, and stroke with two K's is what they're talking about. So
that's borderline racist.
The study authors say that finding the perfect balance in your sleep pattern is essential. 6 to 8 hours of sleep is ideal.
Yeah. I mean, I would say most nights I get that. You know, I would say over Labor Day weekend, there was one day I did clock in a good solid 12 hours in a day.
That's half a day.
How do you do that?
I mean, it was broken up. It was like a 4-hour nap and an 8-hour sleep. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you would have slept for 12 hours straight,
I have slept. I don't want to brag, but my record. My all-time record for sleep, which I track on my Fitbit. Like I've stopped tracking.
Most people have a PR for like a 5K or a marathon. You have a PR for best sleep?
14 hours.
14 hours.
It was a 95% or a 95 rating for that sleep, and it was beautiful.
Was this after like a bender or something?
No, I was just...
You just were tired.
No.
Just so sleepy.
That's right.
So sleepy. And finally, there is a rooftop greenhouse in Montreal that's become the largest of its kind and can now produce enough food to feed nearly 2% of the city's population, even in the wintertime.
Okay,
wow, that's cool.
160,000 square feet. It's about the size of 3 football fields.
I was going to say, was it on the top of an IKEA or something?
You'd think it would have to be, right? I mean, it's 160,000 square feet. But yeah, so it's in Montreal. And again, I mean, the fact that this single greenhouse can feed 2% of the entire population of Montreal, which is a major city, is impressive.
I mean, we're moving towards that. I mean, the agriculture world, the technology and the advancements there are pretty unbelievable as we continue to, see that evolve. But like these vertical gardens and stuff that are happening now in urban areas,
yeah.
I'm all for it, man. I am all for more food.
And more sleep?
Yeah.
All right.
Tipsy or toddler?
Tipsy or toddler is where you guys are trying to figure out if something that was said by either a person who is hammered or a little kid based on just the words. And it's pretty incredible that Ian is actually able to pull this off every week. Transcribing is not easy to do when somebody's just sitting there talking. Like, I'm always kind of in awe of the people that can sit there and do, whether it's the closed captioning for television or sit in a court and just get every single thing exactly right. It's very impressive. Even more impressive when there's a whole lot of mumbling and bumbling and stumbling all over themselves. So you guys, you get the first two, and you're going to try to trick each other. Mahoney, you're going to go first, and then Audrey, you'll go second, and then Ian and I will bounce back and forth. Whoever gets more correct today is going to be our winner. Mahoney, are you ready with number one?
Yes.
Go for it.
Number one. Where's you go? There you go! Dude, I'm so excited. Dude, isn't that great? When I marry Case's sister...
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That would be a drunk person.
Yes, it would. That is a very, very drunk person. Congratulations on the board.
The final parentheses there, that final laugh says, laugh sounds like a dolphin.
Let's see if that's accurate. Here we go.
There you go. Dude! I'm so excited for you, dude. Isn't that great? When I marry Kate's sister.
Oh, that is a...
That's a dolphin.
That's an actual dolphin. It's a drunk dolphin.
That's a weird...
Kind of creepy.
I actually
out,
thought that was a toddler, and I didn't read that properly.
Okay, perhaps you should start getting some sleep at night. It's right in front of you.
No,
okay.
I know, but I was trying to throw her off by throwing. But
yeah, no, yeah, I know. It just didn't work. It's all right. Audrey on the board with one. Here we go. Number two.
I had four boys. I have four boys, but I hatched five boys. I add them both in Muhammad. Ha ha! I had two girls. I had seven kids though.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That is a toddler.
A toddler is correct.
Wow. Yes,
well done. Very nice, guys.
I have four boys. But I actually have five boys. I had them both mom and I had two girls. I have seven kids, though.
That is a grown-up child.
I love that.
I have seven kids, though.
That is a 38-year-old and a 6-year-old body.
All right, so both of you have a point ring in when you think you know the answer to this one. Here we go on to number three. A cat! Tell me no! I do no! It's my buckle. You are the jerk.
Audrey. That is a drunk person.
It is not. That is a very angsty toddler. Let's have a listen.
I can't. Can we go?
Oh.
I don't know. It's my buckle. You are the jerk.
Someone's angry.
All right, so still one apiece going into number four. Ian, take it away.
Clip number four. The member where I was saying.
Mahoney.
Audrey.
No.
Mahoney in first.
That is a drunk.
It is.
No,
well done.
Make me more. The member was saying.
Fifth and final one. It all comes down to this. Mahoney has 2 points. Audrey only has one. Audrey, if you get the tie, you get the win. Last chance. Try not to be stat that high up to be friends. I was everything to be low. Okay, just try your best.
Audrey.
Oh, Dave, that's the closest it's ever been.
Oh, man.
Audrey.
I'm going to have to say Audrey on that one.
I feel like she did get in just...
Just a fraction of a second.
Yeah, yeah. As a toddler.
Audrey, for the win, you are correct. You did it. Let's listen.
Try not to be that high up to be friends. I want everything to be low. Okay? Just try your best.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Man, if you're going to be a criminal, you got to be a better criminal than this. A Smithfield, Kentucky man, which is about 40 minutes outside of Louisville, is accused of stealing a canine from the Henry County Sheriff's Office, and his bait of choice in order to steal the dog was Vienna sausages.
Why do you say this is stupid? I actually think, as far as criminality or acts of criminalism go, this is pretty smart, because if you steal a drug dog, what do drug dogs do? Find you drugs.
Oh, true.
Let me finish the rest of the story here. So we don't even know for sure this was a drug dog. This just happened to be a police canine. Not all of them are drug dogs, right?
Hopefully you didn't get a body dog. And then
just a bunch of bodies.
You're looking for just a bunch of weed and you find it.
So this guy got arrested for trespassing. And while he was riding in the car with the deputy, he started offering information like, hey, I know where I can find that stolen weed trimmer that you guys have been looking for. And the deputy said, oh, you know where that is? Why don't you show me? And so he pointed out a weed trimmer that actually wasn't the stolen weed trimmer. But as they're driving along, he also offered, hey, I might know what happened to that canine dog that got stolen from you guys last month. And they said, oh, really? He said, yeah, I might have had something to do with it. And then they just asked him further questions, and he told them his whole plan, using Vienna sausages to briefly steal this dog. And so now he's been charged with all kinds of stuff.
I mean, is that dog dumb?
I mean, it's a dog.
Or is it just being a dog?
I mean,
I feel like
if you're a canine officer, you have a duty to uphold the law, man. Like, you should be, you can't be accepting bribes.
You took an oath.
Send that dog to the pound. Yeah.
You take that back. You don't mean that in your heart.
He's taking bribes. We can't have dirty cops.
So in a strange story, not too far outside of Lafayette, there was two men that both got arrested, booked, and charged for separate incidences. Shooting their uncle on the same day.
Incidai is, I believe, the plural term for multiple incidents.
Incidais?
Incidai.
Incidaisis?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Incidai. Multiple incidai.
I was trying to figure out what the multiple is for geese this weekend.
Guy? And,
no, it's geese's pieces is what we figured out. Geese's pieces, yeah.
Geese's.
Yeah.
Goose's pooses?
Goose's pooses. That is going to be my hip-hop name if I can ever get my rap career off the ground for sure.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So did those uncles die?
One of them did.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. I mean, it's not a great story, but yeah.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So have you ever lost something of great importance? And did it take you a really long time to find it? And was it necessary for you to dig around that much? My mom actually texted me, because she listens to the show on a regular basis, which is both good and bad. She said, remember how I lost my keys in Brainerd after we went grocery shopping and never found them, even though we looked everywhere? You think about the things that it's a pain to lose, and car keys and wallet have got to be like 1A and 1B, right?
Yeah. Well, cell phone is in the same.
Cell phone's bad, but I mean, at least if your cell phone's lost, you can like do things like ping it. You can find the location.
True.
You know,
yeah.
Like there's different.
I do like when I lose my phone in the house, I can just, you know, yell at my Siri to do something.
You
or
think
your
about
Amazon,
especially if you're on
buy a new phone. If you lose your wallet, you have to go to the DMV. You got to call the banks.
All of those,
especially if you're out of town or even worse, out of the country. Like, I mean,
how am I going to ever possibly replace all of those business cards that I will never use that are in my wallet from people that I've met
Everything
over the years?
In your wallet is expired, sir.
I lost my car keys on over the weekend when I was here setting up the cameras, and I was here alone. And I Ian and I were here, and then he left, and then I came back because I'd forgotten some other things, and I was looking for my car keys for 20 minutes. Did I throw them away?
Yeah.
Try to retrace all my steps, and then turns out, since my hands were full walking into the building, I left them in the car.
Oh, really? That's funny. This one from Mandy on Facebook at Dave Mahoney. Similar. One morning, I spent half an hour to 45 minutes searching everywhere for my keys. I called in late to work, which is the worst, right? You can't find your keys in the morning in your house.
Awful.
Looked everywhere. Last place I looked was in the garbage. So I sat down as I'm sitting there dumpster diving, looking through the trash. Guess what I was holding in my hands?
Oh, yeah.
My keys.
Yep.
The whole time. It's like, have you ever had a friend or yourself lose your glasses?
Oh, and they're on your head.
Yeah, and then they're on your face either, the entire time.
Either they're on your face or they're on the top of your head.
On your head, yeah.
When I had glasses, that would happen all the time. I do that with my phone and my wallet because, like, if you sandwich them together and you're holding them, like, kind of as one,
mm-hmm.
and then you're looking for either your wallet or your phone, and then it's just in your hand. Like, I don't know how we can be so dumb. Like, I'm surprised that sometimes we as humans don't forget to breathe.
So one of my girlfriends, actually, speaking of being kind of dumb, sorry, Michaela, I'm going to call you out for this. So one of my girlfriends, she actually like went out for the night, like it was a Friday night kind of thing. And she left her car like where she had been drinking. Awesome. Responsible.
Yep. Yep.
But then she went back home and just was like, I'll get my car later kind of thing.
Right. Yep.
Monday morning rolls around. Left it there the entire weekend. Monday morning rolls around. She forgets where her car is. She goes outside and she goes, my car's been stolen. My car has been stolen. Oh, calls her Michaela. Job, calls her work. She's like, blames it on her sister. She's like, my sister took my car and I don't know where she's at. She's going to have to come back.
Did she call the cops?
So she calls the cops.
Oh my God.
Thinking her car had been stolen. And then she had to call back at work and be like, all right, I'll be there in about an hour. I found my car.
Why would she say she found her car? Why didn't she say the police found her car?
So that's when she blames her sister, right?
Okay.
It's like, she's like, my sister had my car the whole time.
Uh-huh.
But it was just, she had gotten so drunk, she forgot that it was over at her friend's house, and she dropped it off.
Oh.
So for like 2 hours.
Ginny said, my dog. For long enough, but it was enough to make me panic. I went to check on her. And she wasn't in the living room, not in our bedroom, and not outside. Panic started to set in. I checked all the rooms, kept going back and forth, just thinking I overlooked her. Finally, I see her on her doggy bed in the corner looking at me. She is the same color as her bed, and I passed her 10 times freaking out. Now I know to thoroughly check to make sure she's not blended into any furniture before fully freaking out.
Nature's evolving, man.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So have you ever lost something of great importance and then freaked out? And did you ever find it? Like, was it something that was gone forever as a result of you losing it, or was it just temporary? I can relate to this one. Brian said, my son. My father-in-law normally packed him up for school. When he called to say that he couldn't find him, my heart sank. Long story short, the little knucklehead snuck onto one of the buses. Arguably the worst 90 minutes of my life.
I can't even imagine the kind of, as a kid, you don't even realize like the terror that you're putting your parents through. You're like, what? I was just gone for, a little bit.
I've told you that story about how we lost my daughter for just a couple of minutes when we were on the RV trip. Like, yeah. She snuck off with her friend and
went to a playground.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden we see her friend running back towards the campsite, even though she was supposed to be there the entire time. And we're like, where is Sienna? And they're like, her little 4-year-old buddy is just like, oh, I'll show you. And then you could tell she obviously didn't know where she was trying to take us to, but was trying to figure it out as she went. Terrifying. But my parents had to deal with something when my younger brother was just a little kid, probably about the same age, 4 or 5 years old. My dad went to a local Kmart back when those used to be a thing. And he went by himself. He just went to go pick up a couple of things and he came back home. He gets back home and he goes, hey, where's Matt? And my mom goes, I thought he was with you. He's like, no, I went to the store by myself. She's like, oh, I have no idea then. Keep in mind, we live, in the woods in Minnesota on a lake, and you're talking about a kid that's pretty young, and you start to fear the worst. Well, spent a long time looking for him, and eventually, like, they called the cops and everything, and the cops came out, and they were like got in the boat, and were, like, starting to look in the water and stuff.
Oh, no.
And then all of a sudden, the phone rings. And it's Kmart. He had snuck in the back seat of my dad's car, hidden, balled up behind the seat, so my dad couldn't see him. Waited until my dad got out, went into the store, and then got out himself and moseyed on in.
He had shopping to do, man.
He was just wandering around Kmart until eventually somebody found him, and they were like, hey, where are your parents,
kid? Right.
And luckily, he knew enough to know his last name, and there used to be these things called phone books where you could look up somebody's phone number and call them. I can't imagine the terror that my parents felt during all of this ordeal, and also the relief when that phone rang and it was good news.
Oh,
right?
No kidding.
Unbelievable.
But it's like, how much trouble did he, did he get into a significant amount of trouble for that?
I think it was
kind of like a learning experience.
Or was it kind of one of those things where you're so relieved, you're like, don't you ever do that again, but I learned so much. It's kind of the...
Tell dad if you get in the car.
Yeah, yeah. No sneaking in the back seat. Elena said about 2005, I had my iPod. And keep in mind, the iPod in 2005. Mwah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Game changer.
Wish I could find mine.
We looked... It had one of that little wheel on it, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We looked everywhere for it. My oldest daughter at the time was about 12, and she was a little punk. I was convinced that she stole it and gave it to one of her friends. For about 2 years, I kept looking for it, tossing up the entire house, her room, checking the gym to see if it ever was turned in. Nothing. So my mom had a hallway closet, and it smelled like something died in there, and my sister and I were over there cleaning it, and when we were going through, I'd left a fur coat in there and forgot about it, and my sister asked if she could have it and pulled it down to try it on, stuck her hands into the pocket, and pulled out my iPod.
I mean, how extra are you back in 2005 with a walking fur around coat
wearing
and
a mink?
She was thinking she was Jenny from the Block.
Yeah, probably listening to some Jenny from the Block.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I know it's not PC, but I do want a fur coat.
Oh, you
doesn't
would
have
look,
to be real
you
fur.
Faux.
You would look ravishing in a fur
like
coat.
Like one of those 1980s Magic Johnson
no,
fur coats.
Yeah, like yeah. White, like Cruella DeVille.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Ian, being the resident blind guy on the show.
Yes.
Have you ever lost anything?
I lose things all the time. I've lost my glasses multiple times in the ocean.
But you, like, when you don't have your glasses, you can't see
I am
anything.
Honestly blind, so I had to have my girlfriend almost be like my seeing eye dog and just carry me around everywhere, drive me everywhere.
I'm sure she loves being described that way.
Yeah, wouldn't be the first time. But I think the biggest thing I've ever lost is actually my little sister. We were at the mall when I was growing up in Schaumburg, Illinois, and it's very large mall compared to almost like a Mall of America.
I've been to that mall. It's huge.
Massive. And yeah. We went there with my grandmother, and my grandma's getting a little up there in years, and she actually fell asleep in the big kind of like corridor area where
did she sit
just,
in one of those massage chairs?
No, she was just sitting on like a bench.
Oh.
And you know, I took advantage of this and I took my little sister and we ran over to Spencer's to go hang out there.
Hell yeah.
Look at all these weed posters.
And I must have got distracted because I left her in Spencer's. So not only did I not know where my grandma was, but I also lost my sister in the process.
How old is your sister at this time?
At this time, she's probably 6 years old and I'm 8.
Oh, boy.
So
go to Spencer's.
They had to lock them all down. Let's just say that.
Oh, no. Really? Wow.
To find us. And my parents, not too happy with my grandma for falling asleep while babysitting.
Yeah. But I mean, like you said, she's getting a little older, you know.
It's
she's probably in her, what, 70s at the time, something like that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
40s.
60s. Or early 60s.
She was 35.
Edwin said, I lost my 1990 Pop Swatch, same one as the Tesla guy wore and the Signs music video, in my dad's couch on summer vacation. Two summer vacations later, I found it. Shortly after that, I lost it in the bottom of the river. R.I.P. Tundra Pop Swatch.
Don't know what's a Pop Swatch.
I don't know either.
Like you know, those watches that had, I think it had like the cross in the middle of it.
Oh.
But it was basically like a
Swatch?
Yeah, like a kid's watch.
Okay.
Yeah. You never heard of Swatch, really?
I've heard of a Swatch
Pop Swatch.
Yeah.
A Swatch Watch.
I thought that was like the thing you put on the back of your phone. To
a Pop Socket.
That's a Pop Socket.
Hmm. Which that sounds like, a Pop Socket sounds like losing an eye.
Yeah, it sounds like either like a really cool dance move or your eye popping out. One of the two. There's no in between.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Something that you lost that took you forever to find. This one, a few years back, I was in the Air Force getting my house packed up to move overseas. Along the way, I lost the key to the U-Haul.
Oh,
I was freaking out because my flight was the next day. It was late. The U-Haul office was closed, so I had to call a locksmith to come and make me a new key. Cost me like $1,300. Ended up finding the key months later in a jacket that I was wearing and packed up.
No. And $1,300 on top of a cross-country move?
Yeah.
Yikes.
So, let's just say I know a guy.
Uh-huh. Is his name Mason Jabroni?
It may or may not be him. He doesn't like me if I use names.
Right, sure.
So, may or may not have made a adult tape at one point in his life.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And then you get into a serious relationship?
No. And okay. then by tape, I mean, burned it on a DVD.
Oh, no.
His great... In infinite wisdom, thought to label it, you know, this guy, he was a big MMA fan.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know,
okay.
Had all the MMA DVDs, and they were all burned. And, you know,
any one of your friends.
All the Japanese ones, and he may or may not have put it on there.
Wait, was this a Pride DVD?
Yeah.
Was this was this tape with a man or a woman?
No, it was a it was a man and a woman.
Okay, all right.
And this tape that he burned on to the DVD, you know, years later when he was deciding to throw out, you know, like do some spring cleaning. May have gone to the Goodwill.
You donated.
Oh, no.
So there's somebody out there who one day is going to be like, let's watch some old school MMA. Oh, my God. Wow. That's Mahoney's ass.
No. It's a friend.
It's a friend.
Yeah, got it.
With a really big back.
Yes. Pretty sure.
That's a Speedo? Big back.
Pretty sure it was labeled rug. Under the Elite XC banner. So that's how. So nobody's ever going to watch that. But.
Elite XXX.
And a final one here. Who can't relate to this? My father's graduation ring after he passed. Oh, I destroyed my house to find it. Couches tossed, cabinets raided, accused people of stealing it. Sure enough, I found it right where I hid it in my closet, but was too drunk at the time to remember where I stashed it.
Damn.
I put it there. Do you have any friends that do that where they'll hide stuff from themselves when they're
hide
drunk
money.
Or high?
I see friends hide money.
They do it all the time, and then they can't find it the next day. They're like, man, where's my cash and my weed?
It's in your PlayStation, bro.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I've been up since 3 in the morning. First, dog farted, then startled me a little. But then during my time, my wife farted too. I gave up on my sleep after that.
Message deleted.
Fair. Honestly,
so
fair.
I kind of missed part of that because there was some crazy stuff going on here in the studio. The guy said he couldn't sleep last night because his dog farted and his girlfriend farted?
Yes, wife. And honestly, there's nothing worse than a Dutch oven whenever you're least expecting it. That's kind of a part of my life. There's nothing worse than being abruptly woken up by a smell. Wait, we're prepared for it.
Does that regularly happen to you, or you actually get woken up by the smell?
Yes, because you know my house is very cold. Uh-huh. I like to burrito myself at night. Yep. Usually my head is underneath the covers.
Right,
and
yeah.
It really is just a battle royal of butts
yeah.
underneath the covers.
That's unfortunate.
So
just waking up to a...
I hate to be a stickler here, when it comes to farts, I believe that is my domain, and I'm going to educate you on what a real Dutch oven is.
Oh, okay.
It's only a Dutch oven if he pulls the covers over your head.
Well, she's saying that she's already under the covers, though.
Well, there's zero chance.
It's a self-Dutch oven.
She has her head under.
Yes.
You don't sleep with the covers.
This is my little eyeballs poking out so that in case I have to defend myself against an intruder or the boogeyman, I am ready because I can see. But otherwise, yeah.
So up until your nose. So you basically Wilson from Home Alone it.
Yes.
Do you get that reference?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Kind of.
You've all seen those videos of people getting approached by bears and they just stand still. Like, would you stand still or would you take a swing on a bear if it came up to you in the wild? I'll be honest and say I'd for sure swing.
Message deleted.
You would swing on a bear? No, I think that I would run from a bear, which is also a mistake. But yeah, the whole like swinging on a bear just seems, even if you connected, what do you think would do to the bear?
Yeah, I can't knock out most dudes. Like, knock out a grizzly bear. I mean, grizzly bears, they say you're supposed to play dead. Black bears, black bears, you're supposed to like make yourself as big and make as much noise as possible because those are like big raccoons, but they'll still mess you up. Like, I don't even want to fight a raccoon.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Scratch
rabies.
You. Yeah.
They're so cute, though, especially the fat ones.
Oh, a fat raccoon is wonderful.
Did I tell you guys that the rental house that we stayed at this weekend when we were in Lake Tahoe, that a raccoon definitely got into the garage? Because the garage door broke. They had opened it and then they tried to close it. And for whatever reason, like it got like stuck and started to come off the tracks. And there was a gap underneath it. Mm. And thankfully, somebody had closed the door in between the garage and the actual house before they went to bed. Because everyone, you know, had some drinks that night.
Of course.
As you'd expect. Of but course. Woke up the next morning and the entire garage is just trashed. I mean, there's garbage everywhere all the way out into the street. It was either a bear or a raccoon. I assume it was a raccoon because it seems like somebody probably would have noticed a bear walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, sure enough, it got all jacked up.
Are you sure it wasn't just somebody who was a part of the wedding party who also knocked the garage door off the tracks, also didn't trash the garage?
I am not confident that did not happen. I'm just, if they did that, they really went all out because the trash all the way out into the street.
They could have been the guy that passed out during the wedding. I mean, the puzzle pieces are starting to fit together if you really think about it.
Damn it, Andy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Were there any words that you all really struggled with when you were younger or maybe just kept pronouncing them wrong? Like, I have an uncle named Jerry. I used to call him Uncle Fairy because I can't pronounce my J's yet.
Message deleted.
So I went to a broadcasting school. I went to, you know, a couple years of community college. And then when I figured out radio was the thing I wanted to do, when I started working at the radio station at the community college, I enrolled in a broadcasting school. Uh-huh. And, you know, they would run you through drills of like how to enunciate and how to pronounce things correctly. And uh-huh. for me, it was always things that ended in STS, like ghosts. I'll say ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and there's no enunciation of the T.
Ghosts.
I just say ghosts.
Was there any of the teachers that you had that were like, this guy has no hope. He's not going
to
make
it. No, they lie to you, man. That was the thing back in the day. Like, oh, no, you're going to be great. You're going to really make it in the world of broadcasting. Here, just let that, several thousand dollar, that $10,000 check clear first. And then, come on in.
Yeah. Kroz said the first R in surprise pisses me off.
Surprise.
I say surprise.
Surprised?
Yeah.
You say surprise?
Surprise.
I say surprise.
Surprised.
Yeah, that's normal.
But there's no R there. We're not enunciating the R.
No, there is an R there.
No, I know, but I'm saying when we're saying it, we are not enunciating it.
It went out for a pack of cigs and never came back.
It's called a lazy mouth. Oh, God.
A lazy mouth.
I mean.
I know I say surprised. Do you say surprised?
It's surprised.
Surprised.
Yeah,
surprised.
But we're leaving an R out. He's right.
It's like how we were talking the other day about sherbet. There's no R at the end of sherbet.
Yeah, it's like sherbet.
Sherbet, yeah. For whatever reason, we put an R in there.
Sorbet.
I guess.
I think sorbet is everybody's pretty I think everybody's on board with sorbet.
Sorbet?
Yeah, it's like, are you sorbet?
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So the Ellen DeGeneres Show is going to address the toxic culture reports in the season 18 premiere. Does anyone feel like this is necessary for them to do this? I mean, it seems like this has been the story now about Ellen DeGeneres for quite some time. Yeah. And it's almost like you have to address it or you're
it's just the elephant in the room.
Yeah. So September 21st is when they're coming back and said, I can't wait to get back to work into our studio. And yes, we're going to talk about it, said Ellen in a statement. So Tiffany Haddish is going to join her in studio.
It's all going to be BS. That's why this is just
face saving.
Yeah. This is just theater. Like this, you're not really going to talk about the real problem. You're going to say, oh, we got rid of the problem and we're going to strive to do better and blah, 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 blah. It's just, to me, this is all, it's all fake.
So she already addressed it with the staff of about 200 people virtually in mid last month, verging on tears as she told staff she was not perfect and acknowledged that the show's leaders were not as sensitive as they should have been. This seems to me like a kind of ridiculous thing. Like, you're still allowed to be an a-hole, right? I mean, do you get canceled for being an a-hole? It's one thing if you're a racist. It's one thing if you're assaulting people. But if you're just
if you're sexist,
if you're just jerk to somebody, that's a real slippery slope.
Now they're saying, but that's the thing. Like, here's the reason why we get paid is because nobody wants to really be there if they weren't getting paid.
Right.
That's why paychecks exist is because we do things we don't want to do for the paychecks. That's kind of how the whole thing works. I mean, I agree that like you and I've worked for some toxic people over the years and it sucks, man. It's not fun, but you know that I think it is kind of part of how some businesses run.
Yeah, it's your business. It's your name on the thing. You know what I mean? Like, you get to run it however you want to. It's not the part-timers who get me coffee show. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that, like, yes, you should treat people with respect and you know, like, they're human beings. But at the same time, like, if your feelings get hurt, like, I don't like this, like, snowflake, like, little baby, like, you get to get coddled as you're getting your way into the producer role or whatever you're trying to do.
You have a choice on whether
figure
or not.
Figure it out. It's her show.
If you want to leave that show or
not. Yeah, bump it.
It's
bye.
Not, like, yes, I like right now and their jobs are scarce and things of that nature. But like when we were in those situations, Dave, we had the option, you know, would it have been the easiest route? No, but I feel like it was a personal choice that we decided to stay and stick through. And then that guy got fired and eventually died. And now here we are.
Of course. And harassment is different. It's not like, I mean, maybe she is, but it's not like Ellen's going up and like pinching people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? She's like smacking calling them names. Exactly.
There's hostile work and play. You know, there's different versions of hostile. I agree with you on that. But, you know, it being a jerk, you shouldn't be a jerk, but people are jerks. But I also kind of admire, you know, if you watched the Michael Jordan documentary on ESPN that's now on Netflix, which was I thought it was a great documentary.
What was it called again? The Last Dance?
The Last Dance.
The Last Dance. Yeah. Michael Jordan is a jerk. Like, no joke. But he is a jerk who demands excellence. And the reason he gets excellence is because he is a jerk.
Right.
So it's like,
people take you serious.
Have to, like, nobody cares more about the show that unless your name is on it.
Right. Ellen cared more, just like Michael Jordan cared more because he was the face of the Chicago Bulls. Right?
It's tricky, but like you said, it's a slippery slope. But also, I feel like this.
Also,
is just
name
all...
name one good coach that you had that wasn't a dick.
Oh yeah,
they're all. That's what they
it's
do.
A part of
right?
respecting. Yeah. I think anyways. Mr. Like maybe not.
Miyagi
but
from Karate Kid.
He was not coach. Okay.
With you with like that little stick thing. I've never seen the movie. Doesn't all he right. give you a little stick?
I mean, he kicked Daniel in the ribs a couple times.
Yeah. See?
Happens.
And he beat up a group of teenagers.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe this isn't a good example.
See,
this is a bad example.
Of a jerk, right?
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
How about them Golden Knights last night after stumbling out of the gate against the Dallas Stars? Whoop that ass.
Well, I wouldn't call it stumbling. I mean, the fact that it was...
No, they didn't play their best game.
No,
in the first
but
game.
I mean, it's not like they gave up 100 goals or anything like that.
No, but they lost that game, and I think that even their own assessment was that they didn't play as good as they could have,
yeah,
right?
I mean,
they weren't playing as fast as they normally do, and the Dallas Stars just had no answer for it last night, man. 3-0 in that game, and the Golden Knights were playing fast. They were playing tough later in the game. They was getting more physical, and, you know, Ryan Reeves was back, and so...
He had some time to, you know, had
a little siesta.
Took the Labor Day weekend.
That's right. So, yeah, it was a great game last night, and the Golden Knights... Man, wouldn't it be awesome to see? I mean, after everything that that this season has been through with these poor players, you know, just the entire country, but especially Las Vegas, you know, with just how tough things are for a lot of people here right now, to have something to rally behind like the Golden Knights, it's just awesome.
The morale of the city.
Yeah. I'll tell you why I'm not worried, but like I don't know if we can handle it again. If we go back to the Stanley Cup Finals,
that's fine, man.
And we don't win again,
but
it's still so exciting getting there.
It is exciting, honestly. But it's so much more heartbreaking to lose in the Stanley Cup Finals than to lose in the first round.
You think?
Oh yes, yeah. I 100% because you're close.
Because you're so close, you can taste it.
You're
Name,
right there.
Name the football team that has arguably the most disappointment, and you'll probably almost always land on the Buffalo Bills because of that stretch in the 90s.
Wait, was it four back to back?
It was three or four back to back where they went to the Super Bowl and lost
number two
every single year.
And they were. I mean, the fact that you made it to the Super Bowl four times. I think it was in a row, and you lost all of them.
It was either in a row or there was like 1 year in between there, something like that. But, yeah, I mean, the Buffalo Bills are that team because of that. And we don't want the Golden Knights, but let's not look a gift horse in the mouth.
No,
if we're, you know, a couple of games away from the Stanley Cup Finals, let's just focus on that.
It's an amazing season. A lot of people, you know, us included, I think, when Gallant got fired, we're like, this is...
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? This is
Oh, my gosh, that feels like it's been years ago, guys.
It feels like
that was this season.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I forgot that had even happened. There's so much that's happened in between.
So really, really, really great news yesterday when it comes to the number of COVID cases. And again, fingers crossed that there's not just going to be this huge spike because of Labor Day weekend. But yesterday, Nevada recorded only 137 new cases, which is the lowest in 3 months. Only one death in the entire state as well.
Oh,
so
that's great.
That's the big thing, right? So, I mean, we've seen a lot of deaths. That have been trailing some of those higher numbers. It's been going down. So 137 cases is a tenth of what it was when
it was at the peak. Back to where we were in
May? Yeah. The last 3 months has been higher than that.
Well, and if you think back, too, we're actually probably in a better position because in May, the casinos weren't open. Their business wasn't being done. There were tourists.
Well, and
or coming to town.
And none of the people that have gotten it got it right and recovered from it too. So
if
hopefully
we
we're moving past.
Continue to do what we're doing. You know, what we see this morning that they said
non-bar countertops are allowed to open again as of today.
So is that the countertops near bars?
Yeah, so I'm looking right now and it says Clark County restaurants can reopen countertop seating on Wednesday. So I think that was just a weird wording
So what that is that's a countertop that's not a bar. Mm-hmm. But most places, obviously, a countertop would be the bar.
They're always the bar. I'm confused.
But they're saying like if you go into
a sushi restaurant?
You know, like a diner or something like that, a sushi restaurant. Yeah.
But still, they call it
like a high top.
They always say, do you want to sit at the bar?
Yeah. Even I guess it's just like a high top. Like a high top seating, right?
No, I think just without serving
up. Imagine that you go into like an old school diner.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like the whole
like
bar
that you
would
sit
at.
Yeah, if you're going to go get a malt.
Yeah, exactly. But
that'd be fun.
But it's not, you know, they're not serving alcohol there.
See,
so.
Like all of this like tiptoeing around, just like
just
socially distancing. Like,
just,
I mean, I don't like the picking and choosing of all of this.
If we could be in the casinos, we could be at PT's.
I mean, come on. And actually, there's a lot of places, I don't know if you've seen, at least at like places like Born and Raised that I've seen specifically, they have gaming. It's just with the plastic like tubing.
I won't game.
And they're all side by side.
I just feel like too much of a degenerate. I feel like there's like I want to blend in. And
you're
I feel
also
like
facing everyone
out,
that's eating.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm sticking out like a sore thumb. It's not conducive to me blowing $1,000.
When I'm facing a bartender who's just pumping me full of booze, I'm fine.
Totally fine. But you don't want like an audience.
Yeah. Otherwise, you just look like you're donating plasma.
And everyone sees every time you have to get up and go back to the ATM. You're just like, dang it.
It's never close. We should put it
never close. Yeah, right. So Wet n Wild is offering free admission to first responders, military members, and teachers. This is pretty awesome. So according to a news release they put out, the water park is honoring those who protect and serve Southern Nevada on September 13th and 14th by offering free admission to all active first responders, police, military members, doctors, and nurses. They're calling it the Salute to Heroes.
Do you get their Instagram ads, Wet n Wild?
Well, I'm sure I am now.
Because every time I get it, it's always like a chick in a yellow bikini. You know what I'm talking about, Ian?
Always. I get that every single day.
And I'm always like, what? Who's like, you know? Then yeah, I'm like, oh, it's an ad.
Oh, I went to Wet n Wild.
But it catches attention.
And finally, grants up to $10,000 available for small businesses in Clark County. So again, keyword here, grant, not a loan, so you don't have to pay it back. And up to $10,000. So this is specifically designed for small businesses. And you can apply. There's a whole, like, if you just Google it, you'll find the link for it. But it's up on clarkcountynv.gov. Mm-hmm. But all you have to do is apply. And it also applies to people that have, like, if they're a sole proprietor or it's a small business you run out of your house. And there's different levels as far as what you can get. But the whole idea is to hook people up that are running small businesses that are cash strapped right now. This isn't a ton of money. We're not talking about, you know, the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You're not going to be able to go buy a Ferrari illegally with
$10,000. $5,000 or $10,000, if you're talking about like a small business, that's still a pretty big deal.
But you
right?
could get a gently used Daewoo.
That's right. And so. Who doesn't want a gently used Daewoo? Okay, I don't really want to deal with you, sir.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
So we have a special Labor Day edition of Lazy Bones Mahomes. He spent a lot of time with his girl over the weekend, his beautiful wife, Erin, who will send us the facts about his incredible laziness, and it's your guys' job to figure out which one of these is not true. So there's three different things that Mahoney supposedly did over the weekend. Again, only one is a fib. Best of luck for those of you that are watching along today in the chat. Feel free to make your guesses as well. If you want to shoot a text or a call to us, that's an 833-YO-DUMMY.
Dave, I try to live my life to the fullest. And by that, I mean, so I am the fullest. Like,
so you're actually physically the fullest?
Physically the fullest that I can be, which means I have to be efficient with all things in my life, be it my movements and my actions. And this is just a you know, an audio representation of my amazing efficiency.
Fact number one, we spent part of Labor Day weekend in Southern California where the temperatures were similar to those of the surface of the sun. Mahoney and I had planned for weeks to rent bikes and ride them up and down the Balboa Peninsula boardwalk, Newport Beach. He asked if we could stop by the hotel after brunch to put on some comfortable shoes, and I obliged, as we all know that Mahoney's corns tend to bark after any sort of exercise, especially if he doesn't have his old man walking shoes on. I used the restroom while he was changing his shoes, and I came out to find that he had gotten fully undressed, gotten into bed, and was already fast asleep.
You're butt naked?
The bike ride never happened, but a three-hour Mahoney nap did. You got me good, Mahoney.
I wasn't butt naked, and here's what I was doing. Had every intention in the world to go on this bike ride because we've been talking about it
for weeks,
if not maybe months at this point. And I was getting ready to change in, so I was, you know, had some clothes on. I wanted to change into more proper bike attire, so I took off my pants, took off my shirt, because I wasn't going to ride the wind in a beautiful brand new silk Tommy Bahama shirt.
Of course not.
And I laid down in that bed, and it just my head hit the pillow, and the exhaustion from walking.
Why would she say
all
you're butt
that
naked?
Way? I just fell asleep.
She just said that he got undressed, so I imagine not fully. Still
boxers.
And what are your walking shoes?
I'm never getting naked. I'm never getting fully naked under the covers or even on top of the covers in a hotel bed.
That tells us a little bit too much about your love life. All right, on to number two,
dude. Oh no, there is no sexy time going down in hotels. That is nasty.
Dude, that's what they were built for.
No, that's what they were made for.
No, I don't want my bits. You take a UV light. To what's going on?
I'm taking my bits and I'm rubbing them all.
No,
that's the first thing I do.
My bits are protected
on the floor.
My bits are protected all times in hotels.
Oh, don't act like you have pristine bits over there.
Yeah, take a UV light to your bits, man. Let's see how dirty that is.
All right, so part of the weekend plans included a sunset picnic on the beach. Pretty sure everyone else in California had the idea as well to go to the beach. So it was pretty hard finding a parking spot. That was difficult. We ended up finding a spot about 8 blocks away from our picnic where it was being set up, so we had about a 10-minute walk to get there. After we enjoyed our picnic, we started to walk back to the car. The weird thing was, as soon as we got off the beach, Mahoney opened the back door to a random car and told me to get in. He got us an Uber to take us on a 2-minute drive back to our car. I just stared at him in the Uber, and he said, "Baby, you know how much cheese I ate. I can't be walking right now."
Get a little leaky?
I'm thinking that's true.
First off, I was full, and we let the cheese sit because we sat there and watched the sun set in Newport Beach. Uh-huh. And first off, it wasn't 8 blocks. It was 11 blocks. And it wasn't a 2-minute walk. That's at least a 20-minute walk in my Jordan slides.
She said it was a 2-minute Uber ride, which is probably pretty accurate.
But it was more like a 20-minute walk in these Jordan slides. And as she would say, the corns were barking.
And the third and final one here.
I thought you wore those specifically because
they're so comfortable.
They're comfortable.
And they don't make your dogs bark.
No, I wear the Jordan slide so I don't have to bend over and put on socks.
Third and final one. The last stop on our Labor Day trip was downtown Disney to get a little taste of the Disney magic as we haven't been there since right before the closure. Again, it was very hot this past weekend, and keeping up with the true Disney experience of waiting in long lines, there was a line to get into basically every store. As we walked into the out of the scorching heat into Marceline's Confectionery, am I saying that right?
Confectionery.
Mahoney began to resemble an overheated golden retriever as he was panting and sweating. When we finally got the go-ahead to go inside and get our sweet treats, Mahoney sat down in the corner of the shop on the cold tile floor, much like a golden retriever would. When I gave him the side-eyed look that I normally do, he replied, "Baby, I've got to cool down. This floor feels so good."
I mean, their AC in there was at least 40 degrees difference. There was a 40 degrees difference between inside that store and outside waiting in line.
Love it.
And yes, it was the tile floor, but it was also kind of like a corner ledge as well. So
sure. All right, so only one of these is untrue. It's either the surprise 3-hour nap, the surprise 2-minute Uber ride to go 8 blocks, or the surprise sit down on the floor so he could fully recover. Ian, what do you think?
Dave, I'm going to go with number 3. I know Mahoney does complain about the heat a lot in his shoes, but I don't think that's his town, Disney, downtown Disney. I don't think he would disrespect the confectionery like that.
Audrey.
I feel like number 1 is fake. Like, I don't feel like that actually happened.
You don't think that he would back out of a planned bike ride that they had on the books for months?
Well, the thing is that your wife is really good about throwing some teeny tiny little, like, alternate details in there. Uh-huh. And I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like if you would have been planning it for 2 months, it just seems a little fishy. I don't know. I don't feel like you would disappoint your wife that much. much.
Oh, she's used to disappointment with me.
Cricket says number three for sure. Nada said number three is fake. Party on Henry said number two. You know that he would need that Uber. Number three, I don't think that he'd sit on the floor, said Paisley. All right, so one of you is correct. One of you is incorrect. And today, Ian, you, sadly, are correct.
Yeah! Yes! You tricked me!
Disney, you would never do that.
No, so it has nothing to do with Disney and him disrespecting Disney. The reason why he would never sit down on the floor is because that would mean he would also have to stand back up off the floor, yes, which he would never be willing to do.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So you guys tell me if you think that you've fallen into this line of people, specifically Audrey and Ian, because this story is about millennials. But millennials say that they think that they have gotten much handier around the house since the lockdown measures began.
No.
Not at all, huh? Not even not a smidge.
Or Ian? My husband.
I've done some projects, definitely. Yeah. I've kind of rearranged some outdoor areas. I've repainted some things. I wouldn't necessarily say crafty, though.
So, right. Well,
I
mean, have you used
those
tools?
Those are the things that are listed, though. So it said painting the house, 32%. Working on landscaping projects, 29%. Well, re-caulking, 27%.
Yeah. I haven't done that one. I've done one and two.
You guys are trying. And retiling kitchens and bathrooms, 24%. But yeah, so I mean, the home projects have definitely, I mean, every time that I've gone in a Home Depot or a Lowe's or any of that stuff, it is just jammed. I mean, it's wall-to-wall people. So there's a lot of people that have been working on things. And I will say that, I mean, the generation that we are all collectively from, I mean, lumping a couple of decades together, right, is far less handy than the previous generation.
Our grandparents.
Oh, I mean, our grandparents. Yeah. All of our grandpas had, like, a wood shop in their garage.
Yeah,
right? Like,
and they could just hear the sound of an engine and know what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
They all had, like, that drill press, too. You know, that one badass drill press.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, that's so cool.
They had that vise in there as well that you'd always, like, stick your finger in and see how... Or is that just me?
No, I would until it turns purple.
Okay, yeah, see.
Don't stick other things in there.
Don't do that.
That's how you end up at with a casino-style... what are we... A pop socket?
Yes.
Ugh, that scene still haunts me today. You've got the greatest generation. I would say ours, we're kind of like the useless generation. Like when it comes to practical things.
We're just here.
Because you even said earlier today, why would you do it if you could hire somebody?
Oh, yeah. Somebody else is going to do it better than me. Yeah. And I am
like
all
changing
about,
a tire on your car, for example.
I can change a tire.
You can't change
car.
A tire.
No, nobody changes a tire better than I do.
Well, then why did you have another man stop and help you change your tire?
I didn't have him. He just stopped. And I'm not going to deny a man.
He saw a damsel in distress.
I'm not going to deny a man the ability to help a stranger out and feel good about himself.
That guy doesn't know how to use that.
You're sitting there
that?
On the side of the road weeping in your Tommy Bahama shirt, and he saw you and said, you know what?
No, that wasn't even,
young lady, let me give you a hand.
Wasn't here. Even during the summer of Bahama. That was during the winter.
So you're wearing your tracksuit?
So get your facts straight on that. I would say for me, the one thing that like has made us more handy is maybe YouTube. I guess maybe not like I don't remember how to do anything. I just noticed on the way to work today, one of my headlights is out. I'm like, oh great, now I got to YouTube how to do that.
No. Just go and get that fixed. You don't have to change. You don't have to have somebody change that for you. You can go and get your oil changed, and they'll do that together.
The headlight's easy. My car's not due for an oil change either.
So researchers say that this restaurant is the safest place to eat amid the coronavirus pandemic. Any guesses as to which one? It's a very common...
Applebee's.
Not Applebee's. It's not...
It's going to be a place where you can socially distance.
A little bit more casual dining even than Applebee's. More of like a fast food, like a fast casual type
Chipotle? Papa John's, like Chipotle? A delivery place.
Close to Chipotle, not a delivery place because they're talking about actually a place that you go into. They say Panda Express.
Has been
chosen by a recent Panera's survey as the safest place in the food industry.
Panda Express, even during 0%. Safe times. Like, I love me some orange chicken from Panda Express, but the orange chicken don't love me back.
What exactly is it? This is Big Panda propaganda. Is it chicken? Is it just chicken? Is that what the orange chicken is?
It's like fried.
Because when I bite into it, it doesn't taste like chicken. Well, there's something else
going on. It tastes like rubber that turns into chicken.
Right, yes.
It's the dark meat.
No, their orange chicken is different than everybody else's.
It wasn't actually a chicken, though, was it? It was like, it had to have been grown in a lab or something.
No, I feel like that's just like weird.
Just the liver, chicken liver? Just weird chicken parts.
Whatever that orange sauce. I could eat that. I would say, this may be a bold statement. The Panda Express orange chicken sauce... The best sauce out of any sauce on the planet, superseding McDonald's sweet and sour sauce.
Did you put this story
Olive Garden Alfredo sauce. Beats it. Really?
Beats it. And I love that. But the Olive Garden Alfredo sauce, only spectacular with the breadstick.
Chick-fil-A sauce better.
You have?
No.
Chick-fil-A sauce way better.
I mean, not even close.
Cane sauce, so much better.
Nope.
He used to love cane sauce so much, and then he found out it had mayonnaise in it, and now he's anti-cane sauce.
No, cane sauce.
It's like he's been betrayed by his love.
Cane sauce is fine. Cane sauce is fine. It's good.
You didn't used to say it was fine. You used to say it was the best sauce in the world.
No.
And now you're a scorned lover is what it is.
No.
Yes, you are. You're mad at cane sauce because you didn't know that it had mayonnaise in it. It's like finding out that your ex used to bang like a really hot athlete or something.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, say you're stuck on a boat with 100 eggs and 100 chocolate bars, and you can cook the eggs any way that you want. What do you eat first?
Message deleted.
100 eggs and 100 chocolate bars. You eat the chocolate bars first because they're going to melt, right?
But wouldn't the eggs go bad?
Oh. I mean, how long are you on the boat for? I think I'd probably get through 100 eggs and 100 chocolate bars.
Well, how long could that last you if you needed to last you? 100 eggs and 100 chocolate bars. See, I'd just throw the eggs overboard.
Oh, God, what is wrong with you? I love eggs. You know what I had for breakfast this morning? Oh. 5 eggs.
Hard-boiled dinner?
5 eggs. Nope, just scrambled eggs.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Just made them this morning. Put some shredded cheese in there.
Ooh.
Sliced up some ham.
Do you put salsa on yours?
I put some Cholula on there.
Oh, heck yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So good.
So good. God, it's so
that's
good.
Hot.
The green Cholula, have you ever used that?
Oh, it's just green like the green pepper. Good too, yeah.
That's my favorite on eggs. Even salsa
is legit too. But yeah.
So how long could you last, you think, on that? Do you think you can last 100 eggs and 100 bars of chocolate? Do you think you could make that last
I would go through 10 eggs a day if I was eating well.
If you're trying to stretch it?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Dave, you're stranded on a boat, man. You're not bulking up.
That's 1 egg every 2 hours. I got to get my protein, man. Of course I'm doing push-ups. I want to come off this boat and look at my best self.
It's not prison. You don't have yard time.
I feel like I would go back and forth between the two. Like, I feel like I would eat the eggs and then the chocolate bar, you know, like, because your sugar drops.
Razor's over here. He's like, can you cook the eggs and then use it for bait? I mean, like, you don't have, like, a fishing pole and it.
No, you do your finger. You can go noodling.
you don't noodle in the ocean.
Yeah.
Shark
eat you. I think I could make that last. I think I could sustain myself on an egg and a chocolate
You'd
bar.
Throw
a day.
Up everywhere.
One,
no, you couldn't.
One chocolate bar and one egg a day.
If I was stranded on a boat, yeah.
Oh yeah. I think I could do one egg a day.
Oh, we would have to actually just drink the egg. We would have to crack it open.
Well, no, we're saying in a world where we have the ability to cook it any way we want it. Poached.
So hang on. So I have like a basically a like a propane grill with me.
And a chef who doesn't eat, but we'll prepare it anyway. It's
like, I'm the captain now.
And then eventually you can just eat the chef as well.
And he's got the world's unsharpest knife carving the roast beef.
Your job is to carve the roast beef. How do you not sharpen your knife ahead of time? Like, it looks so good when it's in the whole piece,
and then
when it comes off, it's all just like a shredded mess.
It's like, did you really just cook a catcher's mitt? Is that what that roast beef is actually made out of?
Krillo said scrambled chocolate eggs. Now, that sounds
honestly
good.
Doesn't that sound like awful, like awful. Doesn't sound great, but I mean, I feel like I could do it.
I'd eat it.
I mean, because eggs just kind of taste like whatever they're with, you know?
Yeah.
Like chocolatey goop. Well, Mahoney's over gagging.
No, I mean, you eat the eggs to survive.
Yeah, to survive. Yeah.
You're just a picky bitch.
You chase it with chocolate.
You're just a picky bitch in real life because you can be.
Yeah. That's it's first world problem.
Yeah, respect.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can someone tell me why corduroy clothes went away? They were the thing for a while, and then one day they just disappeared.
Message deleted.
It's because the ninja thing became big in society, and corduroys and ninjas just didn't work. They just didn't
give
you away.
Like if you were sitting too close, you know, your thighs rubbed together, you could accidentally start a crotch fire.
Yeah.
No, I plan on getting a nice corded jacket for this season.
Really?
Is corduroy back
like
in? Is
pants?
That like a thing? Yeah, like but not
casually
pants,
creeping
right?
in.
I mean, jacket's fine.
Yeah, jacket.
But, yeah, but like pants, you wouldn't go pants, would you?
It depends on what happens in the next couple months. Maybe.
What do you mean? What happens? In the, you know what's going to?
If it's cool
on TikTok, that Audrey's going to be over here wearing corduroy pants and a crop top in the middle of January.
Well, the jackets that are in are cord jacket crop tops. So.
Oh God.
I'm a sucker for a trend.
I mean, I guess if you got it, flaunt it, right? I mean, you've obviously been working out a lot. You're feeling good. You're looking good. You know, if you got...
I feel so good that I'm going to wear corduroy.
A corduroy crop top jacket, which kind of defeats the purpose of a jacket, I think, but
you
whatever.
You're in the desert.
Whatever.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Did you guys ever have to serve in school suspension? Like, we had to do that in my school. You'd get in trouble, but instead of doing the right thing and sending you home for a couple of days, they just take you out of classes and make you sit in a room.
Message deleted.
Detention, yes. Out of school suspension, yes. In school suspension, no.
Oh, no, I did. I did ISS.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. They knew me pretty well. I actually never did the in school suspension. I thought you had like detention, like long detention or whatever. I had that. But and out of school detention for getting in a fight, but never in school suspension. They do that because they want you to be like, you still need to learn.
You never learned.
But, well, you don't learn if you're not in school either. So at least there's the off chance that you might still do some of your work that you can catch up on if you're in school and suspended.
It was always like the football coach who was just there because he just needed something to do during the day. And Ian, I don't know about you, but I feel like anytime I ever was in ISS, they'd always make us like do like turkey hands, like just just color books.
And I became a juggalo in ISS too. It was awesome.
You were 14 and they're making you color your hand. Oh, meanwhile, Ian's over here cutting himself and becoming a juggler.
Whoa, whoa.
No, not a juggler. A juggler.
I thought you were learning how to juggle.
A juggling
like,
juggalo.
Go to the circus.
As he's juggling. Whoa, 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 whoa.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What an interesting side effect this is. So there is a side effect from Tylenol. Which, you know, the medicine in Tylenol.
Yeah.
It says it makes people take greater risks, according to a study.
What?
Popping a Tylenol for that nagging headache can make you do something other than just provide pain relief. A new study finds that taking Tylenol might also cause an individual to take greater risks than they would otherwise. Researchers at The Ohio State University conducted a series of experiments to see how the popular pain reliever affects decision-making. In one experiment, researchers had 189 college students take 1,000 milligrams and the suggested dosage for the headache. Some students unknowingly given a placebo, of course, which is how they do the study, and the people that took it say they would be willing to do things like bungee jump off of a tall bridge, take skydiving classes, less risky than the people who had taken the placebo.
It's the 90s. Extreme. Give me that Tylenol. Let's go bungee jump.
Give me some extreme Mountain Dew and I'm going to bungee jump.
Is there anything that, like, I mean, like, when you think of bungee jumping, the 90s definitely just really pop in the. Like, who's still bungee jumping in 2020?
Is that a thing? Yeah, you're right. I mean, the only places that you see bungee jumping is when you're on vacation in a place where you definitely shouldn't be bungee jumping.
Exactly. Like off a cliff.
Yeah.
It's and always, it's always a guy who looks like he's still living in the 80s.
Yes.
He's got the windbreaker on, he's got the weird Zumba pants.
Yes.
He's just the best instructor, though, because he's so cool.
Yeah, he's like, man, I get why you moved down here, man. Like, everything's just so chill, including you.
My wife divorced me.
She was a bitch, though. She turned my kid against me. I'm still paying.
All right, let's bungee.
One other sidebar here. The researchers at The Ohio State University. Look, football season is back, right? Can we stop with the Ohio State University?
Yeah, get the article
that
out of there.
That drives me crazy.
But they are the Ohio State University.
But is there another Ohio State University that's rivaling them where they have to be
Well,
the?
OU. Well, the reason they have OU, Ohio University. Well,
but
that's so
not
it's
Ohio
the Ohio State.
State. It's not there's not another Ohio State.
But you say the instead of the because it's...
The
it's,
Ohio it's, State University.
It's,
I don't know.
It's,
drives me crazy.
It's pretentious.
It's preceding a vowel.
I just don't like it whenever they're winning. Don't call yourself the Ohio State University
like
or whatever.
It's like Ann before if you say Ann Anthill. It's, you don't say Anthill. You say Ann.
No, but that's
Anthill.
A part of their that's like
no,
a part
that's
of their
not how
shtick. Like it's like a
Ohio.
Thing.
That's how it works.
No, but I don't say that I'm from the University of Kentucky because I don't put the University of Kentucky in it. Like they call themselves the
Ohio
State University.
Why do you have an issue? Like, who they keep?
It's just pronounced too much. It just irks me. I don't know why. It's because they go like you know, like a little NBC thing pops up. Where did you play? And it's like the Ohio
State
University.
It's not just. It's not just OSU. Yeah, it's not OSU.
I don't know. I was like University of Miami. Just the U.
See, it's just like it's tradition or whatever.
I like that one. I don't know. It's better than like Bowling Green State.
Yeah, I guess. So you'll appreciate this, I think, Mahoney. There's a guy who created a 28-pound burger that contains 30,000 calories.
I mean, it feels like a little overkill.
30,000?
Yep. I mean, I've eaten 25,000 calories in 4 to 5 hours in a single sitting.
Oh, my gosh.
But I've never, but like a 28-pound burger is just excessive.
Yeah, so 25,000 calories, you said, in a single sitting?
Yeah.
That's basically 10 days worth of... Yeah. Yeah. Of food.
Yes.
And he did that in a couple of hours.
It was like three meat lovers, extreme pizzas, and like two liters of Mountain Dew, and like the shake that had like 2,000 calories from Baskin Robbins. That gave me a really bad brain freeze.
I bet.
And then I was in like local business. And then I was in like a food coma for like.
Have you seen a doctor recently? Have they checked your heart?
No, like 12 years ago. Man, we all know I ain't saving money. This is my health insurance.
He needs to go to a veterinarian now.
Does your health insurance know you've lived this lifestyle?
My health insurance plan is that I'm going to die before, you know.
Do they know that?
Is your wife aware of this plan? Like, this seems like
she's my beneficiary, like, you know? She'll get all my debts. Is that how that works? Oh. I'm sure she's thrilled to watch that right now.
You guys want to be impressed by a dude playing a watermelon and a kiwi? Because there's some dude who's a YouTuber whose name is Merzerg, and he plays fruits.
How do you play? I get the watermelon, but how do you play a kiwi? They're so soft and fuzzy.
Yeah.
It's a device called the Playtronica. It works on smartphones and tablets. You provide the correct adapter, and then basically you plug it into anything. And here's what it sounds like.
I mean, this is kind of
a banger, man.
I mean, which one is the bass the kiwi in?
I believe the bass is actually going to be the larger watermelon.
So he's got like one down below with like a kick drum on it.
Hey, baby, come around here, off.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. To me one more time now.